Matt Thorne is president and CEO of OutServe, SLDN, and he's here to talk about Trump's attempting to ban transgender service members and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Doing well.
First of all, tell us about OutServe, SLDN.
Sure. OutServe, SLDN used to actually be two separate organizations. It was OutServe and then Service Members Legal Defense Network. SLDN was started in 1993 after President Clinton and Congress at the time in place Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and it was to provide legal services for service members who were being discharged. So that was the primary focus of that organization. And then OutServe started in 2004, which was comprised of service members who were still serving, and they were telling their stories and working towards repeal anonymously, talking about their experiences being in the military, etc. The organizations, after repeal happened in 2011, the organizations merged in 2012 to form OutServe SLDN. And our mission has shifted a little bit, obviously, with the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and we've been providing legal services for our entire LGBT military family, including veterans and family members and dependents. And we continue to do our advocacy work, which I think everyone can see with this administration is more important than ever.
What action are you taking against Trump's attempt to ban trans military?
Well, a tweet is not federal policy, so that would be the first thing that I would make sure your listeners know. So he just tweeted, there's no subsequent policy. The chairman of the Joint Staff reaffirmed that on Friday, that there is no change in policy until something comes from the White House. So right now we're really focused on making sure that trans service members' voices and veterans' voices are out there and that our public, our community, our country, these are the individuals who have voluntarily signed up to potentially give their lives to defend our country and our freedom. It's really important for us to make sure that that visibility is there. And then we've also just been monitoring the situation. We had the United States Coast Guard Commandant reaffirm his support for his Coast Guardsmen that are trans, and 54 retired generals and admirals come out in support of trans service members. So until there's a directive, our main focus is making sure that people hear the stories and see who is serving their country, regardless of their gender identity. And if there is action that is taken by this White House, we have every intention to sue the administration. We've partnered with Lambda Legal, and we are preparing cases to go before the court if necessary.
What do you hope to accomplish?
Well, I hope to accomplish that people have a higher degree of respect for transgender individuals, particularly those serving in the military. We have an all-volunteer force. Regardless of sexual orientation, sex, national origin, race, or gender identity, people are signing up to voluntarily defend our country, and it is important to recognize that and appreciate that. We don't have a draft, and we don't have a mandatory service like Israel does. So these are individuals who have a very high degree of commitment to our country, and really fundamentally important to raise that awareness. Trans individuals are not just Caitlyn Jenner. These are individuals who are serving in combat zones, who have an AK-47 or fly an F-35 jet, and it is really fundamentally important that they are given the respect and dignity that they deserve as human beings and as individuals. Our hope is that destructive these tweets are and how much of a distraction that they are, that it does raise the awareness of the public that, you know, Caitlyn Jenner is just one example of a trans individual, but we have 15,000 who are defending our country every single day around the world and are in combat zones of different missions. So it's really important to raise that awareness. And I hope that our response to these tweets, whether it does come to legal action, puts this administration on notice that LGBT issues are not going to be used for political gain anymore. We need to move beyond LGBT rights being a wedge issue. And I think that was very clear with the Hartzler Amendment, which we dealt with on the National Defense Authorization Act. And 23 Republicans joined us to vote that measure down. You know, we need to move beyond our community being used as a political pawn for the right.
How do you see our LGBT community moving forward in the Trump administration?
We continue to fight back, whether it's the Education Department enrolling back guidance there, or the Justice Department, or this, you know, tweet from the president. Our community has massively come together and voiced opposition, not just on LGBT rights, but we're we're very intersectional when it comes to immigration and abortion rights. And it's important for us to raise our voices. You know, the Saturday after the inauguration, when we had the Women's March, the energy has not died down. We have told Congress, we have told federal agencies, we have told this White House that, you know, you might target us, whether it's the LGBT community or women's rights, or we just saw, you know, Trump's take on affirmative action. You can make these statements and you can try to come after us and try to undercut our quality in this country, but we are going to be loud and we are going to make it known that we are not going to go quietly. You saw that on healthcare. So I think for us, it's just a long haul. We have 3.5 more years of a Republican administration. No matter what happens to the president, there's going to be a Republican in the White House, because I know a lot of people are talking about potentially his removal. So we have to just keep our energy and our wits about us for the next 3.5 years. This needs to be strategic, and I think we've done so up until this point, and I hope we continue to do so. We have to be methodical, and we have to be informative for our community. Not everybody is as plugged in as I am on a daily basis. People just read the news, and it's important that you get all of the information so that we can have an informed public on what is going on. And I think that you've seen the increase in readership with, like, the New York Times and the Washington Post and a number of other journalistic papers, as well as radio, too. And it's important for people to have that information and to be more educated on things that are going on that maybe we have used to be. And I think you're starting to see that. So I think we just have to keep plugging away and making sure that we're getting the right information out there.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids struggling with Trump's administration?
My advice is that you have an army of individuals who are fighting for you. You know, we have 30, 40 plus national organizations that have seen an increase in donations, that have seen an increase in interest. So you have individuals who are fighting for you, as dark as it may seem. And I have been there over the last 6 months. You know, how worse can this possibly get? We also have to remember that under President Obama, we have the biggest advances that we could have ever had with LGBT rights in our history. And you can't take history away. It's there. It's permanent. And we have to hold those advances tight, even when they're challenged and potentially rolled back, you know, in some cases, like the Department of Justice and their position on Title VII. But that history is always going to be there, and it's going to come back. I think this is an anomaly in what we're living in right now. The country has progressed considerably over the last 20 years on marriage equality, on trans rights, and you can only continue to move forward. It's rare that societies move entirely backwards. They might go back 2 steps, but they're going to take 5 steps forward again. So just hold on to that. Hold on to that future of what will be and what will come, because it is going to, and I know the phrase is highly overused these days, but it is going to get better. And that if they do have issues or if they are struggling, that there are organizations that they can reach out to and seek out for advice, for help. You know, we all have staff that, you know, are always willing to reach out and to talk to anybody who calls us. So if you are in that place that you need to talk to somebody, you have so many resources to be able to do so.
How can people get information about OutServe SLDN?
The easiest and quickest way is our website, www.outserve-sldn.org. All of our information is up there. Resources, frequently asked questions, so everything can be reached there.
What other projects are you working on?
We're also working to address HIV policy within the military. The HIV policy that's currently in place is outdated and discriminatory. So we're working on hopefully addressing that with the Department of Defense. We do discharge upgrades. So anybody who is discharged on the basis of their sexual orientation under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, or the prior ban that was in place, or even if they were discharged for their gender identity, they're entitled to an upgrade. So a lot of individuals receive dishonorable, non-honorable on their DD-214s, which is essentially kind of like a synopsis of your service in the military. So they're entitled to have those changed to honorable service. So that's a big portion of our legal work right now. And then we have a number of other legal cases with discrimination and so forth. Legal is our dominant program. And then over the next few months, we have some projects in the works on getting involved a little bit more in politics and having a campaign and candidate training for LGBT veterans. And we also will be working on some mental health care stuff with a partner organization that we're in negotiations with right now. So we have a lot of good things in the works. And then we have 50 chapters around the world that do different activities for LGBT service members that are stationed near those installations. So we have a lot of good things. And then we have some policy that we're an advocacy on Capitol Hill that we try to work on every year. But given the fact that it's a Republican Congress, they don't typically go very far.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Usually the question I always tell people is what they can do to help. Our biggest thing is obviously donations. Litigation is highly expensive. So I would encourage everyone to check out our website, look at the work that we do. It's kind of like an iceberg. Publicly, only people see a certain amount of what we do, and there's far more below the surface. And then consider giving, you know, making a donation. We need to be here for the next 4 years, and we rely on the community and the public for support in doing that. And then if you want to get more plugged in and hear more about what the organization is doing, we have an annual conference every year, and it's coming up on October 19th to the 21st in Washington, D.C. We're in the process of finalizing the program. Great panelists, great informational. I really encourage everyone to check that out. You can also find the information on the website. We're going to have a lot of good things this year. People can find out more about what the organization does and what's going on within the LGBT military community.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I go with my grandmother. She would always tell me that no matter how dark things are, my grandparents ran a farm. So, you know, we would get up at 5 a.m. when we were up there and visiting. And she's like, you got to get up, put your boots on, go out and work. And that's what I live by every single day. I get up, I put my boots on, I go to work, no matter what is the obstacle in front of me. Because when you put in the work and you put in the effort, you're going to get the results that you need. So get up, put your boots on, and get to work.